Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're pleased to welcome Karen Garigian, who covers the Patriots for the Boston Herald. Really the first big test for the Patriots, Karen, on the road in Seattle. This is now the Cam Newton era, and we'll get to that, of course. But what did you think about the fourth quarter and the very last play of the game?
It was crazy. The Patriots really couldn't stop Russell Wilson all night, 5 touchdown passes, but they did stop him. With less than 2 minutes to go, and get the ball back to Cam Newton, and they marched right down the field, and Cam hits Julian Edelman with his like 8th catch, but he didn't quite get into the end zone. He was down around the 1 yard line, and they had like a second to go, and I think, you know, everyone and their mother was expecting Cam to run it in, but so was Seattle, and they stuffed it out, and they stopped him cold before hitting the end line. So the game ends on a goal line stop for the Seahawks, but it was an amazing game. And the Seattle Seahawks lived up to their billing, but I think the Patriots should be pretty encouraged for taking it down to the wire there in Seattle. And I think people found out that Cam Newton is not going to be a one-trick pony with the Patriots offense. He can throw the football.
When the Patriots had to move the ball, as you point out, Karen, they definitely were able to. And Cam was throwing darts down the field.
Yeah, he was. I mean, it's not a surprise that he would hit Julian Edelman, because that was Tom Brady's favorite guy. But I think, you know, we saw N'Keal Harry step up for the first time and look like perhaps a first-round draft pick. I mean, he made some tough catches. I think he had like 8 on the night for 72 yards, and he had some big catches in that last drive to set them up on the near but not quite score. And Damir Bird as well. I mean, we've been writing for weeks, you know, is this, you know, are these receivers good enough? You know, can they actually move the sticks with these guys? And Cam showed it tonight. And I think it's important to note, on a sad note, that unfortunately they didn't have one of their best pass catchers coming out of the backfield.
Right.
James White learned, sadly and tragically, his father was killed in a car accident in Florida, and his mother is in serious condition. So, you know, the Patriots came out with heavy hearts and concern for their teammate, and so it was a tough game, but they fought and they fought, and I think they'll, you know, there's no moral victories, and it's weird to use that expression with the Patriots, who've won the Super Bowl 6 times. But again, in a post Tom Brady era, I think people were expecting the Patriots just to, you know, have a rebuilding year. But this looks far from rebuilding.
Karen Garigian covers the Patriots for the Boston Herald with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So the first game, as you mentioned, was a lot of running. This game was more about the throwing. And really, Cam accounted for 444 yards of offense. I mean, that's a lot of offense. But how much does the versatility open things up for Bill Belichick and for Josh McDaniels?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, typically the Patriots are like a game plan team, game plan offense, and they basically change the game plan every week to attack whatever team they're playing. So even though they might be really good at running the football, if it comes to it the next week, if throwing is the way to go, they're going to do that. And they're not going to just do what they do well. But I think watching this game, as I said, it was very encouraging to see that, you know what, they could probably throw the football to win too. And that should scare people.
Russell Wilson, of course, had the 5 touchdown passes, and he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, as Bill Belichick noted during the week. And the defense is still good. Devin McCourty with a pick 6, Stephon Gilmore in a battle with DK Metcalf the entire time. But they're obviously missing pieces. So when you look at the defense and maybe hold it up compared to last year's standard, how would you evaluate them?
Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, they... You know, a 2-game sample, we all suspected that, you know, missing 3 starting linebackers who were gone in free agency and a 4th, Dante Hightower, who was essentially the quarterback of the front 7, who opted out because of COVID. You know, we thought that they might have some difficulties, but thought that with their elite secondary, you know, they would hang in games. They had 3 picks in the first game against Miami and basically looked like the defense of old. But going up against Russell Wilson and his cast and his arsenal was a completely different thing. And, you know, 5 touchdown passes, I think that might be the most any quarterback has had against the Bill Belichick defense. But again, they still made the stop at the end when they had to put the ball back in Cam's hands to give themselves a chance to win. So, I mean, they fought tooth and nail, but guess what? Russell Wilson is pretty darn good, yeah. I'll tell you. The 4, the 5, all the touchdown passes were, he dropped them in a bucket, and defenders like Gilmore really didn't have a whole heck of a lot of chance to stop those passes, and that's what makes Russell Wilson so great.
What did you get out of Bill Belichick post-game?
Well, he was pretty somber, but you know, he did kind of basically say they have some things to work on, but you know what, it came down to the last play, and I think he was proud of the way they battled and they fought and they competed. And I think he was more along the lines of being encouraged by what he saw, even in defeat, even though the man hates to lose, as we all know. Mm.
Karen Garigian with us from the Boston Herald. After Patriots and Seahawks on Sunday Night Football goes down to the final seconds, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I tell you what, you can always decipher when Cam Newton is happy. He doesn't really have a poker face. When this guy is happy, he's dancing all over the place and he's got a giant grin. He certainly looks really happy to me these days from what we've seen of him so far.
He's been like a breath of fresh air. And again, that's not saying anything against Tom Brady. It's just they're just 2 completely different personalities.
Yes.
And they're wired completely differently. And Newton and being on his Zoom call after the game, you know, he was encouraged too, but devastated at the same time because he had the game in his hands and he felt like he didn't deliver, you know. I mean, even though the Seahawks kind of had the play read out, Cam still felt he could have scored, and if he had taken his time a little more, you know, he talked about the plays that he would have liked to have had back. And you know, I guess, you know, that's a good thing, but ultimately I think he also saw what he could do with this offense against a really good team, and that's encouraging.
What is it like, Karen, I have to ask, covering this team without Tom Brady after all those years?
Weird. I mean, that first game, it was so, you kept waiting for him to come out of the tunnel because he always leads them out of the tunnel.
Right.
And, you know, between not having fans or anything like that, and it wasn't even a quarterback who came out because Newton always comes out last. So it was really kind of surreal. And it still is kind of surreal. Even when you're watching Brady in a Bucs uniform, it just seems like the planets aren't aligned. But I do think the good thing about Cam Newton, as we just discussed before, is that he's a completely different quarterback, and it's a completely different type of offense with him running it. And, you know, they had it great for so many years, 20 years, two decades with Brady, so much winning, so many Super Bowls. But I think, you know, I think they see possibilities with Cam. And if you're going to get past Brady, if you're possibly going to get past Brady, at least having possibilities as opposed to that dreaded R word, rebuild, is something I think fans are going to latch on to.
The Patriots have dominated the AFC East for a decade plus. You've seen a lot of Buffalo. You've watched Josh Allen kind of grow up a little bit. What are your impressions of the Bills so far?
Well, I keep waiting for Allen to turn into a pumpkin, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. I mean, he's been awesome the first 2 weeks, and I think as he goes, the Bills go. I mean, they have a tremendous defense. There's no question about that. But you know, the question mark is the quarterback, and can he be reined in a little bit, and can he hit targets and you know, what's he going to be like when the lights are on again in a big game? And I think so far, I think the Bills look like maybe one of the teams to beat.
I mean, that's almost unheard of in the AFC East, isn't
it? It is. But you have to... It's only a small sample. It's two games, but yes. you have to give Buffalo their due, you know?
Absolutely. Although it is still the Patriots' division to lose until they are knocked off that throne.
You're absolutely right, but I think this is just set up something even better because again, it is going to be a battle. And think about the Bills though. You know, they probably thought, okay, you know, Brady's out of here. We could never beat him. It's ours now. It's our chance. And then Newton shows up and it's like, oh, darn, you know, because, you know, watching the Patriots the past 2 weeks, you know, they don't look like they're going to roll over anytime soon. So the Bills are going to have, if they're going to get it, they're going to earn it.
It certainly is interesting, and I enjoy watching the different phases now. As you say, it's not the R word, but it's post-Brady, and so it's a new challenge for Bill Belichick. We knew he was up for it, though. All right, you can find Karen on Twitter at KGurigian, GUREGIAN, longtime Patriots beat for the Boston Herald. Always good to have you on the show, Karen. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Thanks, Amy. Great to be on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.